It's read along story time with
Bryson, Mommy, and Victoria, and Nolan, and Mojo.
And today we're going to read a story called Pirate Stew by Neil Gaiman, illustrated by Chris Rydell. It's a story about Pirate Stew. We're going to find out about it. Let's get started. Pirate Stew, Pirate Stew for me and you. The night my mom and dad went out, I said, "We won't be babysat." They said, "You must not grump and pout. We're going out, and that is that. We've planned a quite exciting night. At first, we'll dine by candlelight. Then watch a most instructive show in which we'll learn how flowers grow. You have to promise to behave." Then from the hall, there came a pitter thump. "We know you'll both be brave. Say hello to your babysitter." His hair was gray, his face was scarred. Right leg a peg, left hand a hook. He grinned a grin and said, "My card." It read, "Long John McRon, ship's cook." It's a pirate. My mom and dad said, "Time to run. Mr. McRon is going to feed you." Long John said, "Mateys, you have fun, and we will call you if we need you, which we will not." So off they zoomed. My sister whispered, "We're doomed." My parents had not been gone long when someone knocked upon the door, and two cracked voices raised in song were joined by several voices more. Who was all knocking at the door?
Pirates.
Yeah. The door was opened. In they came. A pirate crew, and they were not tame. What does tame mean? No, tame means that they are being good and calm, right? They're not tame. That means that they're being naughty and loud and crazy a bit, right? Now, one was big. One had a hanky on her head. One was thin. One played upon the violin 15 bad men upon a dead man's chest and such like pirate ditties. My sister said, "Excuse me, when is dinner?" "Coming soon, my pretties," replied a pirate queen. So then the pirates headed for the fridge. And gazed inside with puzzled looks. Some of the pirates scratched their heads. Some of the pirates sucked their hooks. "It's difficult to choose," said one. "Impossible," began another. "We have to feed them," Long John said. "I told their father and their mother. We pirates always keep our word." At that, each pirate nodded head, and so they thoughtfully conferred. "Arr, beans on toast? No beans, no bread. Or scrambled eggs? Too complicated. Spaghetti? Looks like worms," one said. Old Long John thought. He hesitated. He said, "Me hearties, this is true. We ought to do what pirates do. We ought to make a pirate stew." Long John produced an ancient pot. He then produced a wooden spoon. "We will serve it piping hot underneath a pirate's moon." He beat his spoon up against the pan, and with one voice they all began, shouting out most joyfully, "Now we're back home from the sea. Pirate stew, pirate stew, pirate stew for me and you. Pirate stew, pirate stew, eat it and you won't be blue. You can be a pirate too." Start with onions, start with carrots, and the seeds that feed the parrots. Pulverized with heavy pestles, leeks are good, except in vessels. Add a figurehead so curvy, and some lines to ward off scurvy. Half a dozen silver spoons, half a sack of gold doubloons. That's the stew that you'll get rich in. There they danced about the kitchen. Add a haddock, fat or thin. Splice the main brace, top drop it in. Tumble in the smorgasbord, stir it with a pirate sword. Season it with mermaid's tears. Sing the band of buccaneers. Cannonballs and red bandanas. Pineapples and brown bananas. Locks from Davy Jones' lockers. Blood and thunders, shilling shockers. Add a slice of plank for walking. And some extra R's for talking. Add the seashells she sells surely. Pop the lid on most securely. Cook it in a treasure chest. Stir it till it tastes the best. Serve it, eat it, then digest. Sounds like a pretty interesting stew, doesn't it? Finally, one ancient codger said, "I've got a Jolly Roger." So he threw that in as well. Then he rang the dinner bell. "Pirate stew, pirate stew, pirate stew for me and you. Pirate stew, pirate stew, eat it and you won't be blue. You'll become a pirate too." But my sister said to me, "If you eat that pirate stew, you'll be what they say you'll be. You'll become a pirate too." So we left our bowls of stew, quite unnoticed by the crew, much too busy chowing down. "Now," they cried, "we'll go to town." Does that sound like what a babysitter should do? For the house became piratic. Sails billowed from the attic. All the pirates called, "Ahoy, raise the anchor, girl and boy." We went out into the garden, hauled the anchor off the railing. As the moons above the yardarm called the pirates, "Let's go sailing." They sailed that house about the town. They sailed it left, they sailed it right. They sailed it up, but they sailed it down. They sailed it out into the night. They sailed our townhouse down the road. "Old freebooters never stop," sang the pirates. Then they spotted Sally's little donut shop. "I am closing for the night," Sally told them, but the crew shouted, "We are pirates bright. Here to do what pirates do. Hand over your donuts, hearties. We will have a donut party." She said, "There's this morning's donuts, slightly stale. No need to shout. Would you like to take and eat them? Otherwise, I'll throw them out." All the pirates cheered so loudly, threw their hats into the air, paid a gold coin, stating proudly, "Pirates always pay their share." Donuts jammy, donuts creamy, donuts chocolate, donuts pale. Donuts yummy and donuts dreamy, donuts only slightly stale. Me and sister gobbled up a lot of donuts for our supper. Then we dropped the pirate crew beside the saucy treasure chest, where pirates guzzle rum and do whatever pirates do best. And as Long John steered us homeward, buccaneers called, "Toodle pip!" Soon we anchored in our garden, in our house, our home, our ship. Parents tiptoed in and found us sitting on the kitchen tiles. We were terrified they'd ground us. Not this time. They were all smiles. Long John told us that as kids go, you're the cream of the crop. Then they spied two dinner bowls untouched upon the countertop. My mom said, "Gosh, that smells like stew, and we are both still peckish here." We told them, "No, they aren't for you. They're more or less a souvenir." "What luck," cried Mom. "Oh, good," said Dad. "A late night snack is what we need. Our meal tonight was very bad." "Let's snack," said Dad. Said Mom, "Let's feed." The kids look worried, don't they? Why are the kids worried?
Because they're going to turn them into crew of the pirates.
Crew of the pirates. If they eat the stew, they're going to turn
crew
into pirates.
Crew of the pirates.
We yelled, "That's what you must not do." Too late, as one they spooned and scoffed. "Yum, yum," they said. "It's scrumptious stew." "Now, hoist the pirate flag aloft." What happened to Mom and Dad?
Wow.
What happened to them?
They turned into pirates.
They turned into pirates.
Mom.
What if your mommy and daddy turned into pirates after eating some pirate stew? And that is why, since then, we've had a pirate mom and dad. They've had a pirate mom and dad, and look, they're on the pirate ship with them.
There's SpongeBob Pirates.
Pirates do, pirates do, pirates do for me and you. That was a fun book, right?
Look at the end.
All right, thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.